The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Hey now, ladies and gentlemen, hey now, hour number two of the line here on Talk 99.5 and Talk99.5.com. Don't forget about our podcast. Go check that out. For those of you that use Apple Podcasts, I want you to go subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Click the line, search the line, 99.5, whatever, subscribe. Go back and listen to anything you missed. There's a lot of valuable information in this show. We try to get you guys as much insight as possible on the goings-on in this country and at least help you think about things from a different angle. And that's what I'm trying to do with this Chinese balloon. A lot of great memes came out from the Chinese spy balloon, such as the one that said, totally not spying. Did you see that one, John Byrne? It says, not a Chinese spy balloon. That was pretty good. And then the Fang Fang jokes and everything else. That was good stuff. But again, as this thing crossed over the entire country, across 21 military installations, 11 states, and then we find out it had previously happened this time last year, and nothing was done about it. The Biden administration started scrambling to try to find an excuse for why this would happen during his time in office. So reports start coming out, and this is how the media works hand in hand with the Democrats. Reports start coming out that Chinese spy balloons flew over the country multiple times while Trump was president, and nobody did anything about it. Multiple. They didn't cite anything, didn't show any photos or anything of the sort. But according to the mainstream media, those balloons were coming across during Trump's time in office. So we would have to think of it this way. This for this to be possible, we would have to say during the Trump administration, when photographers were on the ground and commercial air pilots were in the air, they were talking about a spy balloon over the United States, that we would have to say that nobody on the ground saw it, nobody in the air saw it. The people couldn't look up in the sky and see this Chinese balloon with the naked eye. And then the media that absolutely hated Donald Trump didn't report on it. Not one report. It's because it never happened. Do you think from 2016 to 2020, if there were multiple Chinese balloons flying across our airspace, that the media would be like, man, it's not a big deal? No, they would view that as an enormous weapon to use against the orange man. He's allowing the Chinese to invade our airspace. He's going to start World War III. Many people have said if this happened while Trump was in office, it would have been shot down. And I absolutely 100% believe that. I don't think it would have ever made it to Alaska. And it shouldn't have. Because our government had been tracking this thing since it left China. They knew it was coming. And then they hid it until people in Montana started seeing this white orb in the sky. Again, what's important about this is this was no spy balloon. This was a pretext for the meeting between our Secretary of State and the Chinese leader as a big, fat middle finger to the Biden administration. They knew they wouldn't shoot it down. They knew they would let it track all the way across the country. But China, the surveillance state of China, does not have to use balloons to spy on the United States. John Burr, do you have that tweet that I sent you via email? Can you pull that up real quick? I saw this during the break, and it's from The View. And this is the line of thinking that so many have. This is Whoopi Goldberg saying, well, they spy, we spy. It's not that big a deal. What's everybody so up in arms about? Listen to this.
His trip. I think that was the right diplomatic call.
Well, you know, listen, we spy on them, they spy on us. We find out stuff, they find out stuff. You know, and the world keeps going around. Yeah. We'll be right.
What's the big deal? And the world keeps going around. It's not a big deal. We spy, they spy. These people are clueless, but that's the narrative that they want out there. It's not that big a deal. It's not that big a deal. They're spying on us. But again, the question still goes back to, were they spying on us? Or was it something else? We know it was a middle finger to us. We know that for a fact. But what else are they trying to do? The media has done a fantastic job in distracting everybody to think that it was some sort of spying device. But I'm telling you, it's not. There's two reasons they did this and knew they'd get away with it. The Biden family has made millions of dollars off China, which ultimately puts the balls of the Biden family firmly in the hands of Xi Jinping. They got them by the coconuts, by the cojones, by the moose knots, if you will. They got them. So they know they're not going to do anything because China's got the goods. I went through this last week. China's got the goods. Ukraine's got the goods. Everybody's got the goods on the Biden administration. But also, they've got some real good friends within the Biden administration. Let's just stroll down memory lane real quick. Y'all know Chief Joint of Staff Mark Milley. Top of the heap when it comes to the military response. He's the guy. And he was the guy in Trump's last year in office. Remember how those two butted heads? General Milley was in the business of, you know, warmongering like a lot of these people, but also being really friendly to the people that are our enemies. He once said, China's not our enemy. You remember Joe Biden saying that? They're not bad folks, folks. China's our friend. Milley says the same thing. And then we find out during the Trump administration that General Mark Milley had gone behind the commander-in-chief, the president's back, and was talking to his counterpart in China, saying that if Donald Trump tries to attack you guys, I'll give you a heads up. Mark Milley telling the Chinese government that if we are going to do, this is the guy leading the military, and he's telling China, hey, if we decide we're coming after you, if that's the call they want to make, I'll let you know first. So why wouldn't China think they can do whatever they want? They can do whatever they want. They are trying to take over the entire world. They are. Whether it's buying up farmland and forcing everybody to go green while they continue to pollute the earth. They've been doing this for decades, and they've been brilliant with it. They buy off politicians. They own everything. They own the largest investment firms in the world because they buy up the shares. BlackRock, everybody else. They own all of it. They're hell-bent on world domination, so they absolutely are our enemy. But at its very foundation, the way that government rules over its people is the antithesis of what we are over here. Democracy, freedom, the exact opposite of that is communism, which is what's in China. Communism is a threat to us, no matter where it resides. And it's trying to creep its way into this country by the day. By the day. I've gone through the list on the handbook to communism that was written decades ago several times on this show. And point by point, you can see each one of those things happening within this country. That's the goal here. And we're just letting it happen. Also, the balloon provided a giant distraction for the Biden administration. I told y'all last week this was convenient for times like Hunter Biden's laptop from hell, crimes coming out left and right, the document scandal with Joe Biden keeping classified documents by his Corvette. Other classified documents and other homes. You know, Joe Biden, who's been a public servant his entire life with multiple homes, sports cars, and everything else. It was a convenient time to have a distraction and everybody's watching the balloon. Look up in the sky, everybody. It's a balloon. Don't look at what's going on over here. And they took advantage of that. But y'all didn't know this. The Biden administration quietly freed one of the 9/11 terrorists. One of the guys that planned 9/11. He got released from Gitmo while we were all watching a balloon in the sky. Just cut him loose. He was in Guantanamo Bay. Biden administration said, all right, go ahead and let that guy go. Send him to Belize to live his life as a free man. Always pay attention. When the media tells you this is the only thing that's going on right now, it's the only thing that matters, there's always other things happening. They're always going to focus your attention so you're not seeing the things that are happening on the outside. We are releasing 9/11 terrorists while the Chinese are invading our airspace. My, how far we have fallen. And the further we fall, the harder it is going to be to climb back up. Chuck Davis bringing you this portion of the show. Chuck Davis Law, ChuckDavisLaw.com. Don't know who that Gitmo detainee's lawyer was, but he must have been a good one like Chuck Davis to get him out of Guantanamo Bay. You got divorce going on, custody, even things like wills, probate, contracts. But if it's even as bad as personal injury, wrongful death, slip and fall, auto accidents, whatever you got going on, Chuck Davis is your guy. He's my guy. He's Richard Dixon's guy, and I want him to be your guy as well because I know he's going to take care of you. Call him today. If you got a need for an attorney, Chuck Davis is going to be the man to help you out. 205-823-9992. 823-9992 is the number, and online, ChuckDavisLaw.com. No representation is made that the legal services provided are superior to the legal services provided by other lawyers. The Line Talk 995-205-545-9950. Man, I had all that pent up over the weekend. I had to get it out. That this stupid Chinese balloon, man. Yeah! So ridiculous.
Just when you think it couldn't get any weirder in this country.
But you think Joe Biden's bad. Don't underestimate the brain power that comes out of Congress with our newest Congress. We've got a lot of upper echelon, best and brightest senators who have just joined Congress, especially on the Democrat side. Look at Pennsylvania, for example. John Fetterman. He's a new senator. That is he is one of 100 senators in Congress making very important decisions. He was actually out and about over the weekend speaking at some sort of event that was talking about making life better for the American people. In particular, making sure everyone has clean drinking water. I want you to listen to John Fetterman as he spoke just the other day, addressing not just his constituents, but the people of the United States of America.
And today I am now proud to stand here with you, Senator, and to support the president to get more and more things here in Pennsylvania. Improving the roads and the bridges, replace the lead pipes, and they get more stuff done. And that's really what Democrats like us, like the president, get doing for the last 2 years. And we should all support replacing the lead pipes and ensuring that everyone has clean, safe, clean drinking water.
Oh, my God.
It's not even funny now. It's just, like, sad. How?
These are the people that were selected by the Democrats to be put in a very important position. One senator has a lot of power. One senator can be the deciding vote on a very important bill, a bill that could change our way of life forever. I go back to this bill in particular because it was one of the most shocking bills I have ever seen make its way through Congress and how close it was to passing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. It was going to federalize the election. It was going to be run by the federal government, whatever president was in power, and the attorney general. Alabama, John Merrill, Kay Ivey, they would no longer have any ability to decide how our elections go. The federal government would have decided had that bill passed. It was stopped, thank God, by the likes of Joe Manchin and I think, if I recall correctly, Kyrsten Sinema. Thank God it stopped because there was tremendous pressure on these people. There was a letter that was signed by West Virginia heroes, if you will, prominent people from West Virginia, such as Nick Saban, that went to Joe Manchin telling him, urging him to sign the Lewis Voting Rights Act, John Lewis Voting Rights Act. And it would have altered this country forever. We would have never seen another fair election in this country's history, and it would have been taken over by the left. It was that close to passing. It's how important one senator can be. So the people of Pennsylvania, they got themselves a John Fetterman. And the results of all this came hard and fast. We got the Wheel of Segments coming up, but when we get on the other side of that, I got you some examples of what this new Democrat utopia is really looking like. Because we're seeing it all over the country. Those results came fast. Bottom of the hour, back after this. Talk 99.5 EcoView Windows, bringing you this part of the show. I tell you how important it is that you contact EcoView Windows and Doors because your home is your biggest investment. There are many aspects to your home. Windows are one of them, and these guys have the best in the business, custom-made windows and doors. And because you listen to this show, they're going to take care of you with things like lifetime transferable warranty, glass breakage warranty, fuel savings pledge up to 35%, and get this, guaranteed lowest price or double the difference back. Nobody does it like EcoView. I want you to get in touch with them. 205-564-8480. 564-8480 is the number. And online, EcoViewWindows.com. EcoViewWindows.com. Check them out at the showroom in the Walmart on 280 as well if you want to see it for yourself. 1:33 on the clock, John Bird. You know what that means. It's time for the wheel of segments. Let's go, baby.
That's not an emergency.
That's not an emergency.
911, what's your emergency?
Somebody call 911. Shawty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa.
Do you ever notice that whenever it announces the segment and I scream the name of it, I always throw my hands up in the air?
I'm waving like I just don't care.
Yeah, it's weird. I just thought about that. I was like, I do that every time. Wonder why. I guess I'm just excited.
Yeah, man.
This one's a fan favorite. That's not an emergency, where we play you guys police interactions, 911 phone calls, everything else that you can think of. So let's get it started. Up first, I've got a guy who's called the police on his neighbor because he's in his backyard walking like a duck. Now, maybe he thinks his neighbor is on drugs and in need of medical attention. I don't know, but he got the cops involved. Listen to this.
What you got going on tonight?
This guy acts like he's walking back like a duck, back and forth, and he keeps doing it for the last 20 minutes.
How about I go talk to him and figure out what's going on? And...
You can ask him. It's crazy, man.
Hey, what's going on, man? You guys got someone walking around your house or anything by any chance?
Yeah, I'm working out.
You're working out?
I'm doing lunges in the backyard.
Maybe you're doing lunges out of that. That explains that then. All right.
Getting in shape. Like working out. I just like working out when I get home from work.
All right, cool, man. I appreciate it. Rest up. Get some water. He said he's working out. Well, I got to run with that for right this minute. He said he's doing lunges, and that goes along with what you said with the way he was walking.
Why would he do it 30 minutes?
Hopefully that's it for the night, and that solves that one.
He's a typical excuse. Why would he be doing it for 30 minutes? Well, that's about how workout goes, 30 minutes or so. That's just what we do. And up next is actually a classic. I believe we played it on this segment before, but it's such a good one, we thought we should revisit it. And it's about a guy who's drinking and driving, and he calls 911 to let him know, hey, we got a drunk driver on our hands.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
All over Winter Haven.
Okay, what is it you're trying to report, sir?
I was just drunk driving.
You're drunk driving right now?
Yeah, all night. I'll be right in front of the police department right now.
Okay, can you pull over somewhere so an officer...
No one's there, so...
What color is your vehicle?
It is red.
Where have you pulled over to?
I think I'm going to go get something to eat. They can catch up with me.
Sir, what is your last name?
is it helpful?
Yeah, it's very helpful.
No. I don't feel like giving that to you right now.
Okay, are you driving now or did you pull over?
No, I'm driving on the wrong side of the road.
I need you to pull over right now.
You don't need to tell me what to do.
Sir, you're on the wrong side of the street. You may hurt somebody or yourself.
Look, I'll park in the middle of the road.
I want you to pull into a lot.
You know what? You don't have to. I'll have to let you go. I got to talk to the police officers.
You don't want to tell me what to do. What an honest man. Honest man, that guy was.
He's a good citizen.
Didn't turn out well for him, but he did the right thing. And we don't see a lot of that here on this segment. And last but not least, I got a guy who sees a tow truck in the driveway of his neighbor, and they're taking his neighbor's car. And because of that, he becomes highly upset. He's like, wait a minute, that's not your car. That's my neighbor's car. Why are you stealing it?
I live right two doors down. This guy's trying to steal my neighbor's car.
He's not stealing it. He's a repo person.
Well.
And if it's not even your car, what are you messing with it for?
Because it's my neighbor. Don't you have family within your community?
He's a repo man.
Well, whatever. I don't care.
He's already spoke with the car owner. Is this your vehicle?
No.
It's her car. are. Look at me.
Okay.
You're about to go to jail right now.
Why are you shining a flashlight in my eyes? Stop that. You can point it at my shoes. Don't point it at my camera.
Go back in your house.
You want to see my middle finger? There it is. Put that on your body camera.
I'm waiting for him to come back out.
I assume you checked the
number. Hey, we're not on your property. Mind your own business.
Get the out of here right
mind
now.
Your own business or you're going to jail for this piece. Fred, if you do not go back in your house and be quiet, you're going to jail.
I am backing up. Why are you coming towards me?
Go in your house and quit bothering your neighbor.
Get out of my neighborhood. Get in your car, drive away, and we can all be happy citizens again.
All right.
Get on your knees. Don't get back in that house.
We gave you lots of opportunities.
And I did.
And what did you do? Right. Stood in the middle of the street and yelled.
Can I get the cuffs off me before I go?
No, you're going to jail. What are you talking about? Get back in my car. Oh, my God.
Can I get the cuffs off me? He was upset that these police officers were in his neighborhood, still in his neighbor's car, via the repo man. And he wasn't going to put up with it. He sat there in his own driveway and yelled at police the entire time until finally they just threw their hands up.
You know, I'm not sure, but I think he'd been drinking.
Mm. And by the way, the story I gave earlier in the show about my sound equipment in my studio being messed up took me a long time to edit that that clip because I had to beep out all the bad words.
Oh, man.
Took me, I mean, felt like a lifetime trying to find each and every F word and eat my beep and da da da. And I think I got them all. I hope I got them all.
I hope you did too.
But that guy went to jail. Good for him. But also good for him for sticking up for his neighbor. I'm sure your neighbor appreciates that. Probably appreciates the fact that you're in jail because you're probably pretty loud.
Yeah.
For being honest. And that's what we call, ladies and gentlemen, that's not an emergency. So a couple more things I got to get to on the other side that are really important. They're important, but I just really wanted to talk to y'all about this. So I'm going to do it when we get back. First, let me tell you about VaporForge out on 280. I'll be down there today. If you want to swing by, grab your vape stuff. Today's the day to do it. Got sales going on and everything else. You're always going to save money when you go to VaporForge. It's just their thing. It's what they do. And they're looking to serve the community, especially if you're smoking cigarettes. This is the message I always want to convey. When it comes to VaporForge, the reason this place exists is to get people off cigarettes. So if you want the opportunity to get cigarettes out of your life once and for all and do it in a way where you're not going to have to just go cold turkey or anything like that, this is a good option. This is a great alternative. So I want you to get down there, right there on 280 next to Bailey Brothers Music Company. You can't miss it. If you need the phone number, if you're bad with directions, call us. 205-874-9010. 874-9010, or get all that info on vaporforge.com. Vaporforge.com. Back after this. So, Joe Biden's American liberal utopia. That's what we're living in now. It's what they've always wanted. They've always spoken about it. The utopia that we're all going to live in, we're all going to share, we're going to have a good time, everybody's going to love everybody, we're going to be saving the environment. That's what you're being sold. And the results of that have come pretty quickly, as we're seeing all across the country different signs that that time is here, that it's finally putting its roots down in American culture. I've got an example of that, and by the way, this utopia, it's not something new. It's something that you see in a lot of other countries, a lot of other parts of the world. I think of Cuba, Venezuela. These are the utopias they're looking for. And that was kind of the scene in Austin, Texas, which has been praised by leftists as a liberal utopia trapped in a red state. Austin, Texas loves gun control. They vowed last summer to explore every option to try and raise the minimum age for purchasing semi-automatic weapons. They've even passed out condoms to elementary school children during Easter. I remember seeing a headline about that. They support a pilot guaranteed income program for citizens who are classified as facing extreme hardship by providing $1,000 per month at the behest of the taxpayer. You know, things like that. Your typical liberal utopia. And that was highlighted the other day at a grocery store. Y'all have heard of the HEB grocery stores, prominent in that part of the country, where residents, 200 or so residents, were found digging through the dumpster trying to get food from the grocery store. I'm not talking about 250 homeless people converging on a dumpster. I'm talking average folks who probably are having a hard time keeping up with the grocery bill, digging through a dumpster.
Chaos at an HEB. People seen fighting over food in the dumpster at the store on Slaughter and I-35 yesterday. Witnesses say employees were seen throwing out meat and other perishables after a power outage at the store. Someone posted on social media claiming there was free food at the store. Travis County Precinct 4 Constable George Morales says more than 250 people showed up at the HEB and fought over the thrown out groceries. Deputies and Austin police showed up to mitigate the traffic due to the post. Groceries taken from the dumpsters were posted to various Free in Austin pages on Facebook. Morales says if you or anyone you know picked up these groceries, throw them out. They're not safe to eat.
How about that? Now, you see free food at the HEB on a Facebook group, and you show up, and you find out that, no, they're not handing out free food inside. It's actually in the dumpster. And people still went to the dumpster and even fought over the food in order to take some home. That looks like Venezuela to me. And that's not all. When we think liberal utopia, we think of California. How about Oakland, California? ABC 7 did a fascinating, in-depth look at a new law that's been put into place by Gavin Newsom that decriminalizes prostitution. And now there's a Catholic school in Oakland, an elementary school, that is dealing with an enormous amount of prostitution happening right there around their school. I want you to listen to this out of Oakland.
It's just before 3 p.m. on a Tuesday. Rosa Vargas is calling the Oakland Police Department as she's getting in line to pick up her 5-year-old daughter from school.
I was wondering if it would be possible if you guys can send over a police officer just to keep an eye on the area.
Just outside her car window, a young girl in black stilettos is seen walking across the street from St. Anthony's Catholic School in East Oakland.
Like I told you, they follow me a couple times.
Vargas is talking about pimps believed to be trafficking young women along East 15th Street just off International Boulevard, right in front of the K-8 grade school.
Put your seatbelt on.
Her daughter Mia asked what the young woman was wearing.
She's like, Mom, do you like what she's wearing? And she points out, I'm like, don't turn around, don't look. The girls, they're naked.
These videos, captured on 4 different dates over the past couple weeks, show young women wearing barely any clothing as they walk down the school sidewalk, the street corners, or directly across from the school. All of this captured as children were being dropped off or walked into school. But perhaps the video that best represents the dichotomy of the problem was this one captured on Monday, the start of Catholic Schools Week, where a mom was walking across the street with her daughter as two women walked behind her. One appeared to be soliciting right in front of the school gate.
Do you mind? Could I talk to you for a second?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm with Channel 7. And I was just curious what you're doing out here.
What?
I was just curious what you're doing out here.
Man, I'm just picking up a bag of chips and smoking right there. You want further walk?
What were you talking to that gentleman about?
My chips.
Oakland City Councilman Noel Gallo says the problem is getting worse.
You've personally seen they're blocking
yes.
the driveways.
So I get the call, say, Mr. Gallo, I can't get into my home because the pimp's blocking my driveway.
On the street, it's a sad reality. We drove with Gallo along East 15th.
Early or late, you know, sometimes they're talking about seeing up to 20 girls on this street.
Young girls walking in the middle of the street, hanging around the sidewalks, peeking into cars. Gallo says the women are getting younger.
Young girls, young ladies that are on the street prostituting.
How young?
I've seen them as young as 15, 16.
Think about that happening in America. Because the liberal utopia saying, we need to decriminalize this stuff. It's happening right in front of an elementary school. And it's not just women selling their bodies. This is a criminal enterprise that involves pimps and people that wrangle others in. Young girls. This is where the human trafficking element comes in. That school goes K to 8th grade. What are stopping these people from snatching these kids up off the street while they're heading to school and put them into this sex human trafficking, into prostitution? That's happening in America today. Not some bizarro third world country. It's happening here. That's what's on the way for all of us if we don't put a stop to it. I got to get out of here. Leland Live coming up next. Be on the lookout. Talk 99.5 Facebook page for our Facebook Live coming up at 2:15. Until next time, see you, cuz.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
we're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen. You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
we're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.